once was an ugly duckling.
Ah, Microsoft Narrator, the free screen reader that comes pre-installed with every copy of Windows. But with its limited features and functionality, it really was the ugly duckling of the screen reader world. That was until the release of Windows 10 Anniversary Edition, which saw Narrator get huge improvements to features, functions, and speed. So, if you haven't used Microsoft Narrator before, or at least tried the new version, it may be worth a look. It might not be a beautiful swan, but at least it's on the same duck pond as the other screen readers. Yes, I am going to be milking this analogy to death. There's a few different ways to start Narrator, but by far the simplest way is just hit the Windows and Enter key at the same time.
Starting Narrator.
When it starts, the Narrator Settings dialog box should appear on screen, and you should hear this helpful text.
Press any key on the keyboard to hear the name of that key. Press Caps Lock and F1 to review the full set of Narrator commands. Press the Tab key to navigate through the options. Press Caps Lock and Escape to exit Narrator.
Now, if for some reason you don't hear this, you can press the Alt and Tab keys together to cycle through your running apps until you get to the Narrator Settings dialog box. So while we're here, let's take a look what's in the Narrator settings. Just hit the Tab or up and down arrows to go through the options.
General, change how Narrator starts and other standard settings, button. Navigation, change how you interact with your PC using Narrator, button. Voice, change the speed, pitch or volume of the current voice or choose a new voice, button. Commands, create your own keyboard commands, button. Minimize this window and return to your app, button. Exit Narrator, button. Help, link.
I'm not going to go into every setting there, it will take far too long. But as you heard, it does a pretty good job of explaining what settings are in which category there. And once you feel a little more comfortable with Narrator and navigating around, you can take a look and change any settings you want. A really useful thing to remember from this section is hit the Caps Lock and F1 keys together to bring up a list of every Narrator command. And to exit Narrator, hit the Caps Lock and Escape keys together. So that's how to launch, exit, and change the settings in Narrator. Now let's see how you navigate around your computer. To navigate around Windows, you can of course use your standard Tab or cursor keys, and Narrator will read out whatever element you're on. But using these keys can sometimes skip over certain elements, so as well as the basic keys, you can also use Narrator to navigate your screen. To do this, you hold the Caps Lock key down while pressing the left or right arrow keys. So let's try it out. I'm going to hit the Windows and D key to jump to my desktop.
Supports multiple selection, contains over 100 items, recycle bin.
And yes, my desktop is a mess, but I'm going to hold the Caps Lock key down and press the left cursor key, or arrow key, whatever you want to call it.
No previous item.
And I get a little beep and it says no item. That's because I'm on the recycle bin, which is the first item on my desktop. There is nothing before it. So instead, let's hold the Caps Lock key and press the right cursor key.
Audacity.
And there we go, it jumps to the next item on my desktop, which was Audacity. So let's keep going. Caps Lock and right arrow.
NVDA. Skype. Books.
But what if you wanted to navigate by something other than items, say word or character? Well, that's where the Caps Lock and the up and down arrows come into play. This is what Narrator calls views. So if I hold Caps Lock and press the down arrow.
Words. Characters. Landmarks. Items.
So, items is the default view. That's what we've been using so far, but if I change it to word view, I'm still on the recycle bin, and now if I do Caps Lock left or right arrow,
recycle bin.
As you can see, it's navigating by word. So again, if I hit the Caps Lock down arrow and change it to characters,
characters,
and now press Caps Lock right arrow,
capital R, E, C, Y, C, L, E.
It navigates by, well, as you'd expect, characters. What views are available to you in that list is contextual. So if you're browsing the web, for example, in the views list, you will also see headings, links, tables, etc. And for the final part of this guide, that's where we'll go next, onto a web browser, and I'll show you the scan mode. So let's go crazy and open Microsoft Edge. Yes, the famously inaccessible browser. Now, Narrator does work in Edge, though it isn't perfect. In fact, if Edge is your default browser, when you start Narrator, it will ask if you want to make Internet Explorer your default browser instead. But for the purposes of this demo, Edge is fine. So I've opened the rnibconnectradio.org.uk site in the Edge browser.
Anub Connect Radio, Microsoft Edge window.
Now, if I just caps lock and right arrow to go through the items.
Contains 5 items, a nub, 1 of 5. A nub, link. Skip to main content, 2 of 5. Skip to main content, link. Skip to navigation, 3 of 5.
As you can hear, it's just moving through the various navigation menu items there. Now let's see what views are available. So I'm going to hit the caps lock and down arrow.
Paragraphs, lines, words, characters, tables, links, headings.
Headings, so let's try that. So now headings is selected as the view. If we hit caps lock right arrow, it should jump to the next heading.
Heading level 1, welcome to Anub Connect Radio.
Which it did, so let's hit caps lock right arrow again.
Heading level 1, news. Heading level 1, Anub Connect Radio is the new name for Insight Radio.
And yes, there it is, jumping through all the headings on the site. So as you can see, that's pretty straightforward, but another thing Narrator has got is scan mode. Now the point of scan mode is that it allows you to quickly read and navigate through a website, or indeed some apps, without the need to use the caps lock navigation method or change views. To activate scan mode, you hit caps lock and spacebar.
Scan.
Once you're in scan mode, you can just use the arrow keys on their own to read everything on the site. So if I just arrow down now.
Heading level 1, welcome to Anub Connect Radio. On air now, pure 80s link.
And again, keep pressing the down arrow without the caps lock key.
Listen live link. Heading level 1, news text. Heading level 1, Anub Connect Radio is the new name for Insight Radio text. Discover how you can be part of Anub Connect.
So basically, every time I hit the down arrow, it's just reading the next line or element that's on the website. But also in scan mode, you can just use the quick nav key. So if I hit H, it will automatically jump to the next header, D to the next landmark, or K to jump to the next link. So it can be really handy for just quickly reading through a site. If you want to activate any item you're on, hit caps lock, enter. Hitting caps lock space will turn off scan mode. And that's basically it. If you want more help with Narrator, go to Google and type getting started with Microsoft Narrator. And the very first link is a guide on the Microsoft website. Also, do remember the caps lock F1 keyboard shortcut, which will give you a full list of all the keyboard commands for Narrator. So that's the basics. Why not give it a go? It isn't perfect, of course, but in some places on Windows 10, for example, the settings, it can actually be more accessible than screen readers such as Jaws or NVDA.